Truth number two, God opens eyes. We clearly tell the story of Jesus. God's job, according to the scriptures, is to open the eyes of people to see the truth. Our job, according to the scriptures, is to faithfully share the message of Jesus with clarity. Romans 10, 13 through 15 reads, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." You see, as unfathomable as it may seem, God has entrusted this message to his people. He has bestowed this privilege to us and not to angels. Though the angels long to look into these things, the scriptures are clear that he has given his people this role. He's given it to us. Paul asked the believers at Colossae to pray that this message would be clear from him. In Colossians 3, 3 to 4, Paul says, "Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ for which we have been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak." Paul knew his words matter. He prayed his use of words and language would be clear. The words we use, they matter. Our words matter and are used by God. However, before you overly internalize this weight, let's read what it says in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 5. "And when I came to you, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. I have peace when I remember who I am in this process and who God is in this process. I do not have to be perfect and completely polished. I do not have to be a world-class orator. I need to be faithful and clearly share the truths of the scripture. That is my job. However, I am incapable of opening eyes. Now, I certainly study the scriptures to show myself approved. I diligently prepare, but the battle belongs to the Lord. I share, and yet it's his prerogative to open their eyes. I faithfully share, and I wait for him to faithfully open eyes of someone who needs him. Truth number two, God opens eyes. We clearly tell the story of Jesus.